Chapter 7. Kashyyyk, Mitel Base, hangar housing the Millennium Falcon. Waru set the oversized metal case down on the sabat table. The Wookiee offered a mild growl of a question. Han looked down at the case. It looked like the sort wealthy travelers used to transport delicate, expensive clothing. Outfitted with foam inserts, a case like this was also ideal for transporting weapons, and this one was large enough to hold several blaster rifles with folding stocks or a couple of squadrons' worth of blaster pistols. Han, opposite the Wookiee, shook his head.
"You got me, pal. You sure it's for me?"
Waru nodded. Leia looked closely at the case. "I don't feel any sense of menace from it. Did you do a routine scan?"
Waru grunted an affirmative.
"Clean, huh? But no indication who sent it."
Han gave the top seam locks another look. In the shadow cast by the case itself, the broad locking tabs glowed slightly.
"That's not too comforting."
"It's a scanner."
Jag, leading Jaina and Zek, was walking in from deeper in the hangar, where their X-wings had their bays. Just back from a routine patrol, he had reported that the firebreak lines carved by Lilibanka, with the help of the Solos and other pilots, including Lando Calrissian, were holding.
"They read thumbprints."
"Huh."
Experimentally, Han placed his thumbs over the tabs, but did not touch them. He glanced at Leia.
"I assume you'll give me a push if this starts to blow up?"
She affected disinterest.
"Probably."
"Yeah."
He placed his thumbs on the tabs. They beeped, shrill little noises, then gave way under the pressure of his thumbs. He pressed harder and they clicked into place. Gingerly, Han lifted the case's lid. The case did indeed have foam inserts, but it did not hold firearms. In the bottom was the front piece of a breastplate, shaped in a stylized representation of a male human chest, well-muscled. In the top of the case were two metal gauntlets, nearly elbow length. All three items were made of a dull metal, something like brushed silver or burnished iron. A piece of flimsy was tucked into the gap between one gauntlet and the foam insert that held it. Han pulled it free, unfolded it, and read aloud the words hand-printed on it.
"With deepest sympathy."
Leia frowned.
"Sympathy for what?"
A weight settled on Han's chest. He tried to ignore it.
"These are crush gaunts, a Mandalorian weapon. Illegal for generations, plus very hard to make anyway, on account of the Mandalorian veins of Beskar mostly ran out. That's what they're made of."
Jag shook his head, not recognizing the term.
"Beskar?"
"Mandalorian iron. Tough, tough metal. Legend says armor made from the stuff can take a lightsaber hit and survive. Mechanisms in the gauntlet hands allow them to crush whatever they grip, necks, heads, blaster rifles, just about anything. I saw a pair once years ago. Another smuggler showed them off before delivering them to Jabba the Hutt."
Jaina looked puzzled.
"Is this that pair?"
"No, sweetie, these are new. Unscarred."
The answer did not clear up Jaina's confusion.
"So the armor is a Mandalorian breastplate?"
Han nodded.
"Yeah, the back plate is probably under it."
He lifted the front plate, revealing a matching piece of armor, its surface contoured more like a human back, lying there. The front plate was not heavy. It felt more like aluminum than iron.
"Uh-huh."
Jaina shook her head.
"I still don't get it."
"It's a present, Jaina. From Boba Fett."
Han heard Leia's intake of breath. He sat heavily in his usual chair, not wanting to worsen Leia's pain or his own, but unable just to ignore Jaina's continued curiosity, he held up the piece of flimsy.
Get it? Sympathy for my loss of a son. Something he understands since he lost a daughter. A daughter tortured to death by my son. He's saying, so sad you lost your kid. Here's a little toy you can finish him off with.
Jaina's face became impassive.
Oh. Are you going to use it?
No.
So he's wasted a lot of money for nothing.
Han nodded. A lot of money. Even if the Mandalorians are mining Beskar again, this is a lot of credits and effort for a snide joke.
He looked at the case's contents again.
Except it's only half a joke. He'd like to help whoever it is kills the killer of his daughter. He'd probably like to do something for whoever takes Colonel Solo out of the equation. He may even feel real sympathy.
He reached over to slam the case lid down.
His message is as complicated, as much of a mess, as Fett himself.
Jaina, clearly uninterested, shrugged and turned away.
Time for a Sanisteem.
She tugged at Zek's sleeve.
Then more training.
He followed, protesting,
How about training first, then the Sanisteem? That way we don't have a pointless Sanisteem in the middle.
Jag remained behind, eyeing the case.
Han, at the risk of sounding insensitive...
Han snorted.
If you think it's insensitive, whatever it is will probably take the paint off a Hutt's refresher.
Jag gave him a brief, apologetic smile.
You're really not going to use this gear?
Han shook his head.
Armor that stops a lightsaber? With Alima Rar, our target...
You think it would be useful to you?
Not as useful as something you said the other day, but yes, very much so.
Han frowned, puzzled.
What did I say?
Something about Alima's tactics.
But Jag did not elaborate.
All right, kid. Take it. It's yours.
Leia broke in on Han's words.
On one condition.
Jag stopped in the act of picking up the case.
Of course. Name it.
Tell me what's wrong with my daughter.
Jag hefted the case experimentally. It was apparently nowhere near as heavy as he had expected.
She is entirely focused on our target, Alima Rar.
I know that. But even facing a dangerous enemy shouldn't make her so cold, impassive.
Emotionless.
Jag looked after the departing Jaina and Zek. They were walking toward a tree-shaded glade they often used as a sparring site.
Well, it's the whole Sword of the Jedi thing. She thinks she's figured out what it is to be the Sword of the Jedi. Going after Alima Rar is just practice for her. She thinks she's going to have to face her brother, and that one of them's not going to come out of it alive.
Han sighed. He reached up to take his wife's hand. Leia's fingers gripped his hard.
Sure, kid. A lot of people are looking forward to a showdown with Colonel Solo. Jaina...
Jag hesitated, struggling for the words.
She thinks that any distraction now could be fatal to her then. That means enjoyment of any sort. Anything that would make her smile is the enemy. The thing is, she's really a lot like her brother, before his change. And I don't want her to cast off her humanity the way he has.
He offered Leia a brief smile of apology for those words.
I'm trying to find a way to tell her
that if you sharpen the sword all the time, even when it's not dull, by the time you need it, there's no metal left. It will break. But she's not listening.
Leia's voice was low, concerned. Have you used those exact words?
She doesn't learn from words, Jedi Solo. She only learns from success. And failure.
Jag gave her a sympathetic look and walked out into the sunlight, metal case in hand.